Attention, please. Eastern Airlines Flight 72, your Fiesta flight to Mexico and the ancient pyramids, now departing at gate 19.
And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention.
WDW Radio, your information station.
Hello and welcome to the WDW Radio Show, your Walt Disney World information station. I'm your host, Lou Mangiello, and this is show number 406 for the week of May 17th, 2015. I'm here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are with this podcast, videos, blog, live broadcasts, special events, books, audio tours, and more. Whether you're planning your first vacation or have been there hundreds of times and love the interviews and the details and the secrets and the stories, there's something here for you. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and find everything else over at wdwradio.com. Every year, two of my favorite worlds happily collide like fragments of Alderaan as Star Wars Weekends comes to Disney's Hollywood Studios. From shows to celebrities, merchandise to parades, there's something for every fan, big or small. And for me, one of the aspects I enjoy most are the specialty food items and, more importantly, the Star Wars-themed dining experiences. And so this week, I invite you to join me around the table, or more specifically, in our convertible, as we drive in and dine in at the Star Wars Dine-In Galactic Breakfast for a live restaurant review. I'll then have the answer to our last Walt Disney World trivia question of the week and pose a new challenge for your chance to win a Disney prize package. Then stay tuned to the end of the show for more announcements, including upcoming Meats of the Month in Walt Disney World, a few updates, and of course, your voicemails. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of the WDW Radio Show.
As somebody who clearly remembers being a nine-year-old boy and walking into the Middlesex Mall Theater in South Plainfield, New Jersey with my dad to see Star Wars when it opened in 1977, and how we looked at each other with our mouths wide open and smiles so wide as the Star Destroyer came across the screen because it was something that we had never seen before. Star Wars Weekends at Walt Disney World is obviously one of my favorite times of the year. And it's a great time for geeks and nerds and Disney fans and Star Wars fans to come together and unite and celebrate all things Star Wars. And it is back once again and bigger and better than ever in 2015. And there is so much to see and do. And in the past, I've covered ways to get the most out of Star Wars Weekends. We're going to do it again this year. But whether you're coming to meet celebrities like Ian McDiarmid or Ashley Eckstein or Frank Oz later this summer, or James Arnold Taylor, or merchandising, Spaceballs, the flamethrower, the kids love this one. There is exclusive merchandise, there's the Her Universe collection, now there's the X-Wing collectibles and Watto's Grottos as part of Darth Maul. There's shows, parades, entertainment, something for kids and adults. And of course, one of my favorite parts about Star Wars Weekends is not that there are just more offerings in terms of what you can see and do and experience and take home, but more importantly, what you can eat while you're here, because there is now food for both Padawans and Jedi alike from a Star Wars-themed cupcakes, including the brand-new and oh-so-very delicious Jabba the Hutt banana cream cupcake. There's the Han Solo and Carbonite popcorn bucket, the Boba Fett Stein, which are going like hotcakes, or they're flying off the shelves like Alderaan is... Never mind. Specialty beverages, and there's also a lot of specialty character dining experiences as well. They have the Rebel Hangar, which is a new Star Wars lounge experience, which takes place over at the Backlot Express every weekend, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. That's really cool. Going to have to definitely do a live review of that. There's also the Jedi Mickey's Star Wars Dine at Hollywood and Vine, and the Dine and Vine, including Fantasmic Package. There's Ultimate Feel the Force Premium Packages. So however big you might want to go. And one of my favorite things that they have that I experienced for the first time last year was a very special breakfast that takes place over at the Sci-Fi Dining Theater. It's a Star Wars Dine-In Galactic Breakfast. It gives you an opportunity to go into meet some of your favorite characters from Star Wars. You can also watch clips from past and now future Star Wars movies. And it is a really, really great time. And it's one that I experienced last year with my family, who I've actually brought back to Star Wars weekends again this year. They didn't know it. It was a bit of a surprise, so nobody wore their Jedi regalia. But what they also don't know is that because I try and be Dad of the Year, and really I'm just a Star Wars geek that loves to eat too, you know where we're going right now? We're going back to Star Wars.
Yeah, I knew it!
Yay!
That was a dog
part last year.
What?
That was my favorite part last year.
So we surprised you with it last year. We're surprising you again with it this year. And I hope you guys are hungry. And I hope you brought stuff to trade. Because as you guys know, we just met another family. I gave them a little quick hint. Inside, you don't just meet Greedo and Stormtroopers, but there's Jawas, and so the first tip is...
You can trade with them, and last year, I got a sticker.
Oh, sticker. You got robbed, woman. Well, hopefully, you got stuff to trade, because we are about to go in, and we're going to do a live dining review of the Star Wars character breakfast here at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Obviously, it is something that you do need to make reservations for. You call 407-WW9, or you can also go online and use your My Disney Experience app and try and make reservations as well. Again, this takes place from May 4th through June 14th at the Sci-Fi Dining Theater Restaurant. You're going to meet characters like Darth Vader, Boba Fett, Greedo, Jawas, and Stormtroopers. It's $49.99 per adult, $31.99 for kids ages 3 through 9. So it's time to check in. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's eat our little Padawan faces off and have some fun while we're at it. What do you guys say?
Great. I'm ready.
Vader doesn't do selfies. May the Schwartz be with you.
Ever told. We're going to come on down here. And as you look around, you may notice there are a few special guests that are walking around. They are all on the dark side, but believe it or not, don't tell them I said this, they're a lot more friendly than you would think. They don't like affection. Don't let them know I said that they're friendly, because they don't want people to know them. And you guys are going to be the first two rows. Lovely car.
And as soon as we walk in, a Jawa comes over to start trading.
For something, I'll offer you these three stickers.
I have six, too.
Whoops.
Oh, no, for something else. No. Like, this or something else.
Wait a minute, I'll offer you a pack of sugar for...
Hey, Nick.
What if I offer you two kids? What would you take for two kids?
That I'll take.
You'll take two kids. They're good workers.
I'll do that.
They're fluent in 6 million forms of communication. Of course they speak bocce.
Thank you.
How are you guys in terms of moisture evaporators? No? Anything? Nothing? You got nothing?
In a galaxy far, far away, the next chapter in the Star Wars saga, Return of the Jedi.
So we were just seated in our typical sci-fi dine-in open-air convertible in front of the drive-in movie theater. And this is like, it's just awesome, right? Because the first thing you walk into is that they're playing the original trailer for Return of the Jedi from 1982-83-ish. And as soon as you sat down, everybody was given a little Star Wars Galactic dine-in breakfast lightsaber necklace That goes from red. Nobody wants red. You want blue, the good guy. Good guy blue. Of course,
red
my daughter
better.
Goes...
Join the dark side.
Join the dark side. Wow. High school is going to be really challenging for us kids. And as soon as you sat down, you are given a plate of breakfast pastries that includes vanilla cream turnovers, puff pastry sticks, a red one and a blue one, a cinnamon roll, which looks a lot like Princess Leia's hair, and the double chocolate muffin. So let's get... I think
puff
we should start off...
Puff pastry sticks are the best.
The puff pastry
they
sticks are
They are so good.
What tastes better, the blue one or the evil, horrible
anything,
red one?
Anything from the dark side is better.
Wow. Mm. Wow. I don't know where we went wrong, kids. All right, I'm going to try a blue lightsaber then. Blue lightsabers and the Force Awakens trailer. I'm going to cry at my breakfast. Mmm.
What is this? The vanilla cream turnover?
Mm-hmm.
Has a piece of white chocolate on the top of it with Darth Vader's face.
That's also good because it's from the dark side.
I have it.
It's also stuffed with like this really, really yummy cream.
My sister has it.
Mm-hmm.
My sister has it.
And it's not heavy.
You know what?
You have the power too.
I have the power too.
I have the power to eat a double chocolate muffin as if single chocolate wasn't good enough. Mm.
Talk about sugar overload.
Mmm. Listen. Mmm. Well, it's actually really good. You know what? It's not too heavy and rich.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah.
Try this vanilla puff pastry.
I can't. You've got your...
Try the lightsaber. Or if you're not going to eat it, I'll have it.
Don't touch. Get your hands off my lightsaber, kid. And with those two words, just millions of grown men wept. Nicholas, we're home.
Chewy.
Oh, Chewy, there's coffee.
Thank you. Oh, wow, that is really good, the chocolate.
Yeah, isn't the chocolate good? I thought it was going to be, like, heavy and rich. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Mm. Also, the Castle Run is really good. Is beef tenderloins over baby spinach with the horseradish potatoes and a cheesy custard. This is delicious too.
I'm thinking a little, you got the Dune Sea?
I did.
All right, if you got the Dune Sea, I have to get something else then. Of course, you also have the Imperial Delight macadamia crusted brioche French toast with mascarpone cheese and fresh berries. Oh, that sounds pretty good too.
Delicious.
Oh, I can't decide.
That's why you're going to have, sir? I'm sorry, the Imperial Delight?
I can't decide.
Well, why don't you try one and then you try another one?
Oh, yeah, I like how you roll, Pat. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to try the Imperial Delight, the French toast.
Okay.
And you want to pick another one?
Yes.
Pick one more. All right, how about the...
Marion wants to try the Kessel Run.
The Kessel Run, and a Kessel Run, please.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys want to keep this menu?
Yes,
please.
Yeah, so you get a choice of two different appetizers, a Greek yogurt parfait with berries or homemade granola or seasonal fresh fruit and berries, which counteracts all the sugar from the breakfast pastries.
Exactly.
Right, so you have a choice, and obviously more than a choice, of, seven different entrees. The Dune Sea, which again is the puff pastry with scrambled eggs, crab, asparagus, Gruyere cheese, roasted tomatoes, and avocado. The Kessel Run is grilled beef tenderloin and oven-roasted tomato with bacon and cheddar custard, baby spinach, and you had me at cheesy horseradish potatoes.
Yeah.
I love you. I know. Tatooine Sunrise, scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage links, and breakfast potatoes. Pretty standard. Imperial Delight is that macadamia crusted brioche French toast with mascarpone cheese and fresh berries. The Akbar Surprise, smoked paprika-dusted shrimp, pan-seared and served with cheesy grits and chorizo oil. You got that?
No.
Oh, I might have to get one of that too. The Mos Eisley Mornings is an egg white. I was going to get that too. Shiitake mushrooms, caramelized onions, garlic roasted fingerling potatoes, Greek yogurt and berries, and then the Darth waffle, maple syrup, and a choice of breakfast, bacon or sausage. And also, there's three kids' items. There's the scrambled eggs and bacon, Darth Vader waffle, or the Gamorrean goodness puff French toast sticks with cinnamon sugar. But the nice thing is that as she saw that we were trying to decide, she's like, look, it's okay. You can get one and then get a second one. Or in our case, we just ordered more than one.
Yeah. We ordered three. Probably four, because that's what we do.
Because we're the Mongellos, and that's just the way we eat. So what is, guys, what's your favorite part of this breakfast? You said that this breakfast was your favorite thing, part of Star Wars Weekends. Why is it your favorite part?
I like how it's interactive and you don't need to wait on a line to meet the characters. I like how they give you sweets for breakfast and how you have a really, really big menu and you can order as much as you want, but it'll still total up to be the same as you ordering one.
Nick, what's your favorite part of the breakfast?
My favorite part is that they give you sweets for breakfast. They give you free mini lightsabers. It's awesome. I love it.
What about training with the Jawas?
That is awesome. I love it. Last time, someone got a mini droid.
Oh, yeah. I think that depending on how good what you offer them is what they give you back. Because I looked in his bag, and he had a lot of really cool stuff in there, too.
Activity books and stuff, too.
I saw, a DVD in there.
Yeah.
What do you got in your purse?
I'm going to bring my little purse now. I have lipstick.
All right. Trade
lipstick.
It.
I'll trade it. No, I like my lipstick.
Yoga melon.
Thank you. Okay, your
turn. So that looks awesome. Yummy.
That's
okay.
And
shaped as Yoda. Thank you. We got a Yoda.
Oh, our melon looks like it's shaped like Yoga's head.
Okay.
Do you eat the ears first, like the Easter Bunny?
Yes.
There's no escape. Don't make them destroy you.
I have to go home and watch Star Wars. All right, so Deanna, you got the Dune Sea, which is the puff pastry with the eggs, the crab, the asparagus, the cheese, and the tomato and avocado.
Mmm. Very good and refreshing. It's very light. The pastry is very light. I love avocado and asparagus. It's and the tomato. It's simply delicious.
It actually kind of sounds, other than the cheese, actually kind of sounds healthy. Well, and maybe the puff pastry, too.
Yeah, the puff pastry probably is.
I think when I just see vegetables, to me, that means it's healthy.
Yeah.
So one of my many things I got, which I started off with the Imperial Delight, which is the macadamia crusted French toast. Like, that's a big piece of French toast. Like, that's about 6 pounds of French toast right there with macadamia nuts.
With the cheese, yeah.
Right, and you see that because there's berries on there, and it's macadamia nuts, it's a nut and berries, it means it's healthy.
Yeah.
Nicholas, you got the Darth Vader waffle. How is it?
It's giant. Mm. That's a fact.
It's a giant. It's actually like a life-size Darth Vader head.
Yeah, it is life-size. It's a bit. It could probably be used as a mask, but then you'll have to eat it when it.
And you know what's funny? That Darth Vader waffle has about as much emotion as Hayden Christensen did in the prequels. So it works out well. Mm-hmm. It's pretty accurate. Nicholas, watch out! It's Greedo. Did he? Who shot first? Who shot first? Greedo shot first?
Yeah,
Greedo. Greedo, thumbs up. Did you shoot first or hand shot first? Hand shot first. Greedo says he shot first. Not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that.
Thank you. Thank you, Greedo.
Thank you.
I still have your action figure at home.
Do you need me to cut up your waffle?
So the French toast is, it's very thick. It's very, very sweet. But actually, when you have it with the mascarpone cheese and the berries, it actually cuts the sweetness a little bit. It's got a really nice creaminess to it. This will definitely keep you sugared up throughout the day. But we also got the Kessel Run, which is the grilled beef tenderloin on the tomato with the bacon and cheddar custard, baby spinach, and the cheesy horseradish potatoes.
So the cheesy horseradish potatoes are my favorite so far.
Yeah, you can basically give me a bucket of the cheesy potatoes, right? And I would eat that
so
all day.
Delicious.
But you know what, though? That the steak is actually surprisingly really good. There's two small pieces of steak. It's cooked perfectly.
Perfectly.
Right? It's got a nice pink center to it. There's also this, it almost looks like an upside-down cupcake, which is this.
I mean, this meal, the steak.
Mm.
Yeah. The egg cupcake and the horseradish cheesy potatoes is like you can eat this and get all the way to dinner. Like, that's how much.
But this and this the bacon and cheddar custard, I thought it was going to be have a different, when I heard custard, it was going to be more like a flan type consistency, but it's not. It's almost like a tight omelet. But it's good. Oh, it's got bacon in it.
It's definitely delicious. And the other thing is that they have a beautiful grilled tomato on here with a little bit of breadcrumb. Whoever likes tomatoes, it's delicious.
Yeah, but the tomato is just wasting time when you got steak and a cheesy horseradish.
But what I like is that, and again, the meal is, I think we said it was $49.99 or $47.99 for adults, is that you're not restricted to just choosing one item. You can sample a number of different things. If something maybe doesn't suit your palate, you can send it back and get something else. But we have, you know, there's five of us, there's four of us, and we've ordered like six different entrees. So we've sampled pretty much everything on there except the egg white omelet, which I'm tempted to, maybe we should try it too. What I love too about this meal is all the different clips. Like this year, as opposed to last year, the loop is really, really long. Like they've got a mashup trailer of sort of all the prequels, a mashup of the original trilogy. And I love how Nicholas was like, look, they just threw Nick Fury out the window.
And Nick Fury to him, not only in these, is from Marvel, the Marvel series.
Right, but you know what? You know what's really cool? He has not only been in a Pixar movie, a Marvel movie, and a Star Wars movie.
I know. He's been around a long time.
Samuel L. Jackson, man.
And he doesn't age. It's amazing. I need some of his genes or stuff or something.
It's all the midichlorians.
It is.
That's what it is. Who's your favorite Samuel L. Jackson character?
Ooh.
And then should I do the appropriate impersonation? Is it the Where Is My Supersuit Frozone? Is it Mace Windu? I was going to say, is it maybe from Pulp Fiction, but
okay,
that's probably...
Okay, so you're always doing Where Is My Supersuit.
Always Where Is My Supersuit. Super you can't... Or...
Because I do that. I walk around the house saying that every day.
Where is my...
What was it?
Supersuit?
What was that?
Where is my supersuit?
Where is my supersuit?
You guys are great.
Honey, where is my supersuit?
In a Star Wars restaurant and saying, where is my super suit? Good job.
Listen, we're all one big happy family now, right? Star Wars, Pixar, Marvel. I've said it before, like Disney just sort of has taken in and embraced my entire childhood.
You know, and growing up with an older brother in my house, I always had to be...
Well, he was older in age.
Right? Yeah, you're funny. So we always had to convert to what he wanted to watch. So it was always either Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, Clash of the Titans, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Not so much. He wasn't a big Star Trek fan, but definitely Star Wars. We watched 852 times in my house.
Now you said Clash of the Titans. Now I want to go home, right?
I know. I could probably recite a lot of lines from that one.
Burgess Meredith.
I know. He was around a long time.
But there was time now.
Time.
I was just doing an obscure Twilight Zone reference because that's down the street too.
Back to your Samuel L. Jackson. What is your favorite movie besides?
Mace Windu, Nick Fury, or Frozone?
I would have to say, in this order, Nick Fury, Frozone, and then Mace Fury.
Okay.
Did you say Mace Fury?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so first of all, you have to do Nick Fury. I mean, he's Nick Fury. Like...
So here's a trivia question for you. Come in here.
Come here.
Did you know that Samuel L. Jackson was not the first on-screen Nick Fury?
Yes.
Who was?
Ooh. Wait, on screen.
On screen.
Coulson?
No. Who was the first person to play Nick Fury on screen?
I want to say like the person who, because I know in the comic books.
There's no way you're gonna get this. If you get this, I will freeze myself in carbonite.
Oh, is this from like the really really old Marvel movies?
Nope.
No.
Do you know who played Nick Fury? In film?
Who?
David Hasselhoff.
No.
There was a really bad Nick Fury movie starring David, and I'm sure it's huge in Germany, like, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Oh. Wow. That is pretty old.
Yeah. It was not good.
I saw a picture of Nick Fury in the old comic books, and I was trying to think of his name, and I was like, what that guy's name?
All right, so wait, let's get back to breakfast, because we sampled pretty much everything. Deanna, what was your favorite either individual item or... Because it's a lot of these things, too, like even your...
pastry.
Your pastry. There's a lot of different items on the plate. So what was sort of your favorite item that you had?
The Deep Dune Sea, okay?
The deep dune scene?
Sounds like a, the deep, not the scene.
The deep dune scene. It sounds like a Harry Connick song.
Exactly. Okay, so the puff pastry was very good with the scrambled egg, but it also had that tomato on there with a little bit of avocado. I would have liked a little bit more avocado. Okay, so from 1 to 5, my first one actually that I liked the best was the Kessel Run with the grilled beef tenderloin. And again, the grilled tomato, bacon, the bacon cheddar custard, but the cheesy horseradish potatoes. I could have eaten a vat of those.
I think we should get a little bit more just to make sure, because you ate some of my potatoes.
I ate all the potatoes. Some, not some. Okay. The next I'm going to have to say would probably be your French toast, because that was a little bit on the sweeter side.
You know what, though? It's a lot of French toast. I think you can actually split that.
It was more
with
of a dessert, yeah.
Yeah, like I would actually get that and sort of split it with somebody.
Yeah. And then I would have to say we're going to get one of these egg white omelets just to say we had one. Because I really want to try the caramelized onions and the shiitake mushrooms, too.
Just so you know, you can't eat here and then walk around in your gold bikini after this because there's so much food. No, I don't mean you. I mean just in general.
Okay. I did pack it, though, so.
Oh, just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Anyway, but so, yeah, the other thing that I did like was the size of the waffle. You know, the size of the waffle that Nicholas had was, I mean, again, all these can be a meal and you don't have to go right, you know, to
right. And
a lunch.
The thing that I liked about the waffle, too, and I didn't realize on the menu, and it's hard to read.
We're reading with our lightsabers, by the way.
I've become my father. I'm a little old man with my glasses, and I'm using my lightsaber to, like,
to see.
I can't see in the menu. Not that my father sounded like that. But the Darth Vader waffle, you didn't realize that underneath the waffle was like a banana,
yeah,
like
in
like a banana. No, it wasn't a puree, but it was like chunks of banana in like a banana in a sweet sauce. So you could actually eat it without even, not that you would eat it, but you could eat it without the maple syrup, because, and it's a banana because it's healthy. Look at you, you're digging into my plate again.
I can't help it.
Marion, what did you like? What was your favorite part? And I know exactly what it's going to be.
My favorite part was the beginning. No, the food.
The food was.
What is that?
It was the potatoes. Oh, we have more food.
That's
Nicholas.
My favorite part, other than the sweets, was probably the cheesy potatoes. Because they're one potatoes, two cheesy, three food.
Anything cheesy potatoes with bacon is delicious.
Right. I think maybe we can trade with the Jawas for more cheesy potatoes. What was your favorite food thing that you've eaten so far, Nicholas?
I have no idea.
The steak, right?
Yeah, probably.
The steak was good.
Okay, Nick, so start eating that up.
So, in the interest of research, because it's like a Sarlacc pit over here, we had to get another order of the cheesy horseradish potatoes, and we figured out the operative word is the horseradish. The horseradish is what makes it.
I'm totally going to make this at home.
It's, can you make it dressed like Queen Amidala?
Absolutely.
And while Star Wars is playing in the background?
Sure. And you know what? The cheese consistency isn't too cheesy, but you get that nice horseradish kick at the end. So good. This is going to be like our staple at home now.
And we'll be 900 pounds by the time it's over.
That's why
I'm
going to
look like Jabba the Hutt.
I only run so I can eat like this, can I tell you?
I only eat so I can eat like this. I only do the show so I can eat like this.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Mm.
Can we lick the plate? No one can see us in here, so maybe they won't notice.
Oh, cheesy horseradish potatoes, I love you. I know.
You're weird.
Have you just met me? Are you new here?
Well, then you're weirder than I thought.
Dude, listen, it's a perfect combination. It's Disney. It's Star Wars. There's movies. It's breakfast. There's food.
And there's cheesy horseradish
and there's
potatoes.
Come on. She's calling my handsome stormtrooper. Hello, handsome.
He's handsome in that white suit.
Yeah, well.
And obviously, I'm a little short to be a stormtrooper, not too short to be a Jawa.
There you go.
Although I'm actually taller than most Jawas, just so you know.
Definitely.
Okay, so we have just finished our second, what I think is going to be our annual Star Wars Weekends Breakfast here on opening weekend this year in 2015. A couple of things just to quickly wrap up, especially on the pricing. Number one, you should take note that if your kids, even if they're under 9, if they order something from the adult menu, they will be charged the adult price. So it's not maybe clear when you look at the menu in terms of kids' prices and adults' prices, but if they do order an adult meal, they do pay a kid's price. They do pay an adult price. Also, there are no discounts. There's no Tables in Wonderland, no annual pass hold, no Jedi mind tricks. The price is what it is because it is a character meal. I want to ask you guys, what was your one single favorite thing about the breakfast?
The beginning, because I have a big sweet tooth, and I really, really like the pastry lightsabers.
You have a mouth full of sweet teeth. Nicholas, what about you? What was your favorite part?
The Jawas, because you could just trade with them for, the higher, the better the thing you trade, then the better they'll give you.
So a bit of advice from Nicholas is to, before you leave the house, before you leave the room in the morning, look for some cool things you don't mind trading away.
Like paper clips, buttons.
No, I think you should think a little bit even bigger and better. I think there's some good stuff in there, but I think the Jawas are good negotiators, so they want some heavy-duty stuff in return.
Maybe like a really, really cheap pin or keychain.
Right. They wouldn't take a kid. I was trying to pawn at least one of you guys off. What about you?
So my favorite thing was the cheesy horseradish potatoes. They by far win the prize for the breakfast.
And of course, the loving memories I just made with my wonderful family.
Oh, Lord. And speaking of memories, don't forget, too, that when you walk in, you do get that special photo with Boba Fett and Darth Vader, and you get a very cool photo pass card.
Absolutely. But just remember, too, that Darth Vader does not like selfies, FYI.
Darth Vader doesn't like selfies, and the servers are... It's like 50s prime time. Like, they were so very concerned about manners because they kept on coming over to me and going, "Use the forks, Lou." Use the forks, Lou.
Forks,
it's like,
Lou,
instead of use the force, Luke, it's use the... All right, so a couple of suggestions. I have a couple of suggestions for things that they could change on the menu or add to the menu. Because I thought the bacon was a little chewy. Come on, this is good stuff. The bacon was a little chewy, right? And I think they should, since we like potatoes, I think they need to add Vader tots. Is it like tater tots? Sith kebabs. Sith kebabs.
I didn't get
it. They're loving it. And for dessert, chocolate chip Wookiees.
But I'm bummed.
Right? You liked it. That was good stuff. Sith kebabs. The bacon
You're
was
a little
crazy. The bacon was a little chewy.
Yeah.
Use the forks. Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, I'll post I'll post some pictures. If you go to Sci-Fi Dine-In and try the character breakfast, I would love to know what you think. And I want to know, if you traded with the Jawas, what was the best thing that you got in return, and what did you trade for it? So to Nicholas and Marion and Deanna.
And Lou.
And Lou. May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz and the Force be with you.
Where is my
Use the Force, Luke.
Where Sup, everyone? Is my
Sup, dogs?
Lord.
Bye-bye.
Sith kebab.
It's time for our Walt Disney World Trivia Question of the Week, where I invite you to test your knowledge of Walt Disney World history or see how well you pay attention to the details in what you see and sometimes even in what you hear. And if you think you got the answer correct, you can enter for a chance to win a Disney prize package. Before we get to this week's question, let's go back, review last week's, and select our winner. So last week, I took you to one of my favorite pavilions in World Showcase, which is, of course, Italy. I love the architecture. I love the theming. I love the history. Of course, I love the food. But I also love the details. And the question was to tell me who sits or stands atop the bell tower, atop the campanile in the Italy pavilion. And just like in the original Piazza San Marco in Italy, although it's reversed, the Doge's Palace is on the left as opposed to on the right. Stripe that, reverse it, is the Archangel Gabriel. And thank you and congratulations to all of you who entered and got this one correct. I took all of the correct entries, randomly selected one, and last week's winner, who's going to receive all seven of my virtual audio walking tours of the Magic Kingdom. As you know, I just released Tomorrowland a couple of weeks ago, so the entire park is now complete, and it's probably more than 10 hours worth of a virtual walking tour of the park with the ambient sounds behind you, getting down into the history and the details and the stories. Anyway, so last week's winner, randomly selected from all the correct entries, is Shelly Henderson. So Shelly, congratulations. I'll get your prize package out to you right away. I'll send you a link so you can download all the guides immediately. But if you played last week and didn't win, that's okay, because here's your next chance to enter in this week's Walt Disney World Trivia Challenge. So as you can maybe tell from this week's segment, I am so excited that Star Wars Weekend is back once again. So of course, I have to make this week's trivia question about Star Wars Weekends, or more importantly, Star Wars characters, because obviously Star Wars Weekends, the 5 weekends that it's here this year, is the place to go if you want to meet characters from the Star Wars universe, whether they're Rebel, Empire, Jedi alike, it doesn't matter. And really, it's the only place that you can meet Star Wars characters in Walt Disney World, but that wasn't always the case. In fact, not only could you meet Darth Vader, but you could meet his kid as well, because Vader and Luke once appeared somewhere else in Walt Disney World. That's your question this week. Tell me, where else in Walt Disney World were you at one time able to meet Darth Vader and maybe even Luke Skywalker if you were lucky? You have until Sunday, May 24th at 11:59 p.m. to email your answer to contest@wdwradio.com. Again, you're playing for all seven of my virtual audio walking tours of the park. So good luck and may the Force be with you. You thought I was going to tell you to have fun, right? I mean, do that too. Don't forget that my Tomorrowland audio walking tour is now available by visiting wdwradio.com/Tomorrowland. It's a nearly 2-hour virtual walking tour of the park's history, secrets, stories, details, tributes, and much more. It's really like you and I walking through the parks together with the ambient binaural sounds of the park and the attractions behind you to really give you the sense that you are there with me walking through the parks. You can use it at home or in the car, or take it with you when you come to Walt Disney World and use it as a sort of virtual guided tour. The tour is available as an immediate download from wdwradio.com. You can also get it as part of a bundle with the other 6 Lands of the Magic Kingdom, so you can get all 7 audio tours together. It's more than 10 hours of virtual tours. Or you can also order the limited edition 2-CD set. Instead of cutting it down to a single CD like I have in past guides, this time I'm putting the entire guide on 2 CDs and only doing a limited edition of 500 signed CDs. When they are gone, they are gone. You can order those only from wdwradio.com/Tomorrowland. So here's to the future and you. That's going to do it for this week's show. Thank you again so much for taking the time and tuning in and joining us. You are part of my extended family, and I wanted you to feel like you were there around the table with me and my family as we did the live review this week. I know how valuable and important and limited your time is. It is your most valuable commodity. So the fact that you choose to share it with me makes me incredibly, incredibly humbled and grateful. I also want to say thanks to some recent new members of WDW Radio Nation, including Michael Corbett, Elisa Sharp, Frank Hart, Eric Garcia, Steph Moser, and James Cravani. Really appreciate your friendship and support. And if you want to help the show and also get exclusive monthly rewards and access, including scavenger hunts, our private Facebook group, custom personalized Magic Band covers, logo gear, backpacks, shirts, care packages from Walt Disney World, exclusive live video group calls, and more, you can visit wdwradio.com/support. It is completely, totally optional, but a great way for you to help show your support for the show. And also don't forget that a portion of the proceeds of your contributions will go to the Dream Team Project to help benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. A few quick reminders. Don't forget that in addition to the podcast, you can also join me live every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for wdwradiolive.com. I'll broadcast either from the parks or from the studio and talk about this week's Walt Disney World news and then chat with you in the text chat room back and forth. Again, that's every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern at wdwradiolive.com. And also visit the website at wdwradio.com for our blog, videos, free newsletter that has exclusive content, contests, offers, and more. And you can also download the free WDW Radio app for your mobile device. You know, I love hearing from you. So if you have a question you want answered on the show, whether it's about history or trivia or a vacation planning question, you can email me, lou@wdwradio.com, or call the voicemail. Be heard on the air. Just even say hello from the parks at 407-900-9391. I also want to keep the conversation going online, so don't forget to come by and comment in the show notes at wdwradio.com about your experiences at Star Wars Weekend. You can tweet me anytime at Lou Mangiello, facebook.com/Lou Mangiello. You can follow my personal profile there or like the page at facebook.com/wdwradio. And as much as I love connecting with you and having conversations online, I believe that nothing beats a handshake and a hug. And thank you to everybody who came out to this month's Meet of the Month during Star Wars Weekend this past weekend over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The next Meet of the Month is going to be June 14th. That's going to be in Tomorrowland. Timing is everything with the audio tour and, of course, the movie, which I'm super excited about seeing. That's going to be at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe in Tomorrowland. It's June. It's Florida. It's hot. We'll do it inside. I'll put a link on the events page to exactly where we're going to meet up. July's is most likely going to be something different. Maybe we'll do a Sunday evening meetup outside the parks. Maybe we'll go over to the Polynesian outside by Captain Cook's and Trader Sam's and the Pineapple and I. That'll probably be July 19th. And our August meet will once again take us back into the water parks. We're going to meet up at Typhoon Lagoon on August 30th. I'll have links to all these on the events page at wdwradio.com and on the Facebook page as well. I'll also be doing some events and meetups on the road as I'm traveling a lot this summer and this fall, speaking at a number of conferences and to businesses and some schools coming up in the fall. I'll be keynoting at Podcast Movement in Fort Worth. Actually, if you visit podcastmovement.com, it is a great conference if you are a podcaster or just thinking about starting one. So if you visit loumangiello.com, you can find out some of the other places I'll be speaking at later on this year. And if I can help you somehow build your brand or build your business or find that thing that you are passionate about and help you turn it into your profession, there are some ways we can possibly work together. You can visit loumangiello.com. Or if you want me to come speak to your conference, your business, or to your kid's school, or kids if it's you, ask your parents, come speak to the school. Again, visit loumangiello.com for more information. Thanks again to Mouse Fan Travel. They are my official and recommended travel provider because it's who I use. I'm excited to recommend them because I know that they're not only going to get you the best possible prices and give you incredible advice, but more importantly, treat you like you are a member of their family and they are planning their own vacation. They're incredibly knowledgeable. And most importantly, too, there's no fee to you. They do all this at no cost to you. Again, you can visit them at mousefantravel.com and visit celebrationspress.com to get a little bit of Disney magic delivered right to your door via Celebrations Magazine. And as always, my friends, and you are my friends, whether we have met yet or not, all I ask is that if you like the show, please help spread the word. Tell your friends. Get some conversations going on Twitter. Share links over on Facebook. Have some comments there as well. And please head on over to iTunes. Rate and review the show there. Thanks to you, we have more than 1,000 reviews in iTunes. Please keep them coming. I want to thank some recent reviewers like C. Gust, Ryan234, DVC4Fun, ChrisMar102, JW from North Carolina, Cook5353, Scott45, and Disney Girl Canada. If you visit wdwradio.com/iTunes, it'll give you a link right over to iTunes and also show you exactly how to rate and review the show. And finally, and more important than anything else, I want to once again give you my sincerest thanks for taking the time to tune in this and every week and for allowing me to share my passion for Disney with you through the show and the videos and in so many other ways. I am incredibly grateful for that every single day. And that's what fuels my fire. And that's what gets me excited every day. And I want you to feel that same way too. And if there's some way that I can help you feel that same way or take that leap of faith, let me know. And in the meantime, just remember that the only time, right, doesn't matter how far along you are, how old or how young you are, the only time you run out of chances is when you stop taking them. Go take a little leap of faith this week. Keep moving forward and have an amazing, amazing week. Thank you again so much. So until next time, see ya.
Hey, Lou and listeners, this is Wesley Snyder, 365 Days of Disney on Twitter, calling to say hello to everyone. And Lou, I had an idea for your 407th episode. Since the area code is 407 down there, I was thinking you guys could talk about other local things in and around the park that people might not normally see or might not normally do. Just a thought. Keep up the great episodes, and we'll see you real soon.
Hi, this is Darlene Nagy from West Seneca, New York, now calling in at the WDW Radio Meetup of the Pond in Disney Hollywood Studios, Studio Catering Company with
Lou Mangiello from Orlando, Florida.
Jimmy Styles from Orlando, Florida.
Elise Cosmos from West Seneca, New York. Marilyn from Auburndale, Florida. Awesome, we're all here, and guess what? We are now 2 weeks away from the WDW Radio Alaska Wonder Cruise. Hope to see you all there, and love and hugs.
You got a friend in me. Yeah.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No, light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take us.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?